It's been a grim day for all Indian fans out there. India has just lost their semi-final match at the Adelaide Oval to England 15 minutes ago. I honestly don't know why I'm recording this right now, but I guess just talking about it is gonna be the best way to deal with it, if that makes sense. So, just giving the score first, India batting first, England, by the way, winning the toss, electing to bowl first. Obviously, the right decision. I talked about this in the last episode. The toss was always going to be important at this ground, and England winning the toss, choosing to bowl first. What was interesting was that Rohit Sharma said at the toss that he wanted to bat first, which is absolutely stupid. I mean, the history of this ground shows that chasing is always a better way if you want to win the game. We saw that in this tournament as well. Regardless, India batting first, finished at 168 for six. Hardik Pandya top scoring with 63 of 33. Virat Kohli with another half century of 40 balls. Rohit Sharma started off slow, couldn't get his innings going. And then England finished at 170 for zero. They have thrashed India by 10 wickets to enter the finals. I mean, has there ever been a semi-final which has been more one-sided in the history of semi-finals? Like, India never got going with the ball. I mean, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, after going for 13 runs in his first over, I know that's not a good start. Arshdeep Singh is your highest wicket taker in the tournament, and you take him off after an over. Like, Arshdeep Singh had to bowl at least another over in the power play if India wanted to get wickets. Rohit Sharma brought on Akshar Patel in the fourth over. And why is Akshar Patel bowling overs in the first place? I mean, when you have a Hardik Pandya as a fifth bowling option, why is Akshar Patel bowling two overs? I get that Akshar Patel is a power play specialist, but he hasn't bowled a single over in the power play in any of the matches of the World Cup. You bring him in and then Jos Buttler and Alex Hales. I mean, Alex Hales, the way he batted in those first six, seven overs, he just took the game away from us at that point. And not only that, India in the field were horrible to say the least. I mean, just that one moment where Shami was fielding at fine leg and he just threw the ball to Ashwin. I mean, why the fuck did he do that? Like, he just had to throw the ball back, giving away two extra runs, all of that, all of these little things. The momentum just was never in our favor. I mean, India did well to get to 168 in the first place. Hardik Pandya, India scored 108 runs in their last 10 overs, 63 runs in the last five. If Hardik hadn't played that innings, we would have probably ended up with, less than a score of less than 150. Yeah, I mean, we just weren't the better side today. Another tournament, another loss in the knockout stages for India. Everyone was KL Rahul once again not performing in a big match. I mean, I've been saying this before the World Cup. KL Rahul, as good as he looks when he plays, he is not a consistent player. He is not a big match player. You cannot have him in the side. I was really hoping that they play both Rishabh Pant and Dinesh Karthik, with Pant opening the innings and Rahul rested, but obviously they weren't going to do that. And we saw what happened. I mean, just the approach of both the openers, Rohit Sharma and KL Rahul. Our score was 37 at the end of the power play. England's score was, I don't know, 70 or something after the power play. That itself defined the game for us. I mean, although Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli, they got a good partnership going, they really had to take off at some point, and they didn't do that till the 14th or the 15th over. They left that for Hardik Pandya and Rishabh Pant. 168 was never going to be enough on this pitch. We really had to bowl our hearts out if we wanted to win this game. And Butler and Hales, I mean, it wasn't even like we missed chances in the field, right? It was completely one-sided. No edges, no dropped catches, no misfields, nothing like that. There were heads dropping down everywhere, and we deserved it. We deserved this. So what does this mean now? Pakistan, by the way, amazing performance in the first semi-final, completely one-sided game against New Zealand. I had said this in the last episode, if that either of Babar and Rizwan, they're gonna get going, and they did in the last match. And again, Mohammad Haris, the way he's playing, I think. So, by the way, The final is on Saturday, is on Sunday, my bad. So by the way, the final is on Sunday at MCG, and it's a exact replica of the 1992 World Cup final, which was also between Pakistan and England at that very ground, MCG. It's going to be a close game. England, as good as a side as they are, they're really going to face the pressure against Pakistan. I've been saying this, Pakistan, the second South Africa lost that game to Netherlands, Pakistan knew that they were going to make it to the knockouts, and the momentum that they have right now, I think it's going to be very tough to beat them. I think Pakistan are going to win the World Cup. Whoever wins the World Cup, by the way, is going to be two-time champions. Pakistan won it in 2009, England in 2010. It's going to be a close game. Obviously, it's at the MCG. The toss isn't going to play as big a role, but I think teams would prefer to chase at the ground. So, yeah, let's see. I think it's going to be, once again, Pakistan have a better bowling lineup than England at the moment right now. Mark Wood obviously not playing is going to be a big disadvantage for England. They got away with it today because their spinners bowled really well at Adelaide. But that's not going to be the case at MCG. I think Pakistan, they've already played two or three games at that ground. They have a good experience. They've got players who are getting back in form, and I think just the momentum that they have, they're gonna win the World Cup for a second time. Yeah, not much to talk about, honestly. Grim performance by India, not close to what we were expecting from them. And yeah, I think that's it. This was a small roundup or whatever you want to call it. I'll be back after the final match is played on Sunday. So yeah, thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed it, share this. Until next time, goodbye.